Hello, welcome to episode 64 of Just My Opinion. And this one I'm entitling Indictment. Due to the recent charges that was brought against former President Donald J. Trump. Former President Trump has been charged with mishandling hundreds of classified documents, including U.S. nuclear secrets and military plans. This 37-count indictment accuses him of keeping files at his Florida estate, including ballroom and shower, and lying to investigators. It's also alleged that he tried to obstruct justice into the handling of the documents. So, these are some of the things that they're alleging that he has done. I'm gonna say this guy is just a gift to keep giving. I have done several episodes of my podcast on Donald Trump. Several. He's always embroiled in some type of controversy, some type of scandal. This is just the latest of his controversies and scandals. I mean, what more can I say? He's showing classified documents and secret papers to people who don't have a security clearance to see that. Even to know that it exists. Allegedly, he's so cavalier. With these top-notch secrets and documents. I can't tell you who to vote for. Or what party you should vote for. But I know me, myself, I wouldn't want Donald Trump back. Because where there's fire, there's smoke. Someone who's embroiled and name keep coming up with so many different scandals and so much wrongdoing, I would not want him back in the White House. I don't care who we get out of the people running. I just wouldn't want Trump back in there. You had your 4 years. It didn't work out. To be honest, it just didn't work out. I mean, where do I begin with so much controversy and drama surrounding this man's name? This is just the latest of his indictments. And it was leading up to this because several of his advisors and cabinet members were arrested and thrown in jail. And he skated on this. This was one of my podcast episodes that I did called Mr. Untouchable. How everybody seemed to go to jail to take the ball and he comes out of it clean. But now, recently, they're starting to make some mud stick to him. He's being charged. It's alleged that he has done things that broke the law. Not to mention, he still has a pending investigation in the state of Georgia for allegedly trying to sway the state Secretary of State of Georgia to change the votes, get rid of votes, so he can win the state of Georgia and possibly can help him win the 2020 election. He's the only president in United States history to be indicted on federal charges and also to be impeached twice. We have 46 presidents. This thing go back to the 1700s. And he managed to be the only one ever to get impeached twice. Lisa said his presidency was a failure. I don't know if he's been drunk with power or no one can tell him no when he's used to having his way. But your presidency was a mitigated disaster. And it could be your presidency that can wind up getting money taken from you. And possible prison time. Do I believe he's going to get prison time? No, I do not. I don't believe America wants to see a former president behind bars. No, I don't believe he's going to get me. I think it's going to hamper his running for election in 2024. Because you can't be on the campaign trail if you got court dates. Now you got a criminal case going in Manhattan. You got another case going on in Florida. And not to mention, Georgia may drop the bomb on you. They may indict you. He's been good for like 5-6 episodes of my podcast. He's a gift they keep giving. So much corruption and mud and dirt stuck to his name. It's the Russia probe. It's the January 6th probe. There's so many probes and so many investigations into him or his organization or people surrounding. And where there's fire, there's smoke. Where there's smoke, there's fire, pardon me. Now I know his supporters, other people want to say they're picking on him. And this may be true. I don't know. But I do know no other president of the United States history has been indicted on federal charges. No other president of the United States history has had 2 impeachments. These are facts. Not to mention several people, key cabinet members and advisors, have went to jail. Please, I don't want him back as president. I think he's too rude, too cruel. I think he thinks about running his country as a business compared to as a democracy. And you're not the be-all, say-all, the last word. Name. I just continue to shake my head. How he can find himself in these predicaments. All his life he never had these type of predicaments. He skated through life. Had his fixers and his henchmen take care of things. Now this is getting outrageous. This is really getting outrageous. I think his run for presidency will be futile. Futile. Now, also said that in 2016, and he became president of the United States. I think with all the clouds of dust surrounding him, his name, and his organization, I don't think that he can muster up enough support to win. And it's just amazing. Pardon me. It's just amazing. How much dirt this man found his name in. In investigations and probes. And it's amazing. Been indicted again on federal charges. I don't know where this is going to go or how this is going to end. But I think it's a shame if someone of his stature to fall from grace, to fall from the mountaintop. He can possibly go be doing time. With no hardened criminals. Thanks, like, share, and subscribe. Also, you can catch me on Derek Bullock, Just My Opinion on YouTube. Thank you.